Tablet 16. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation 21:7. Those who meditate, contemplate, become familiar with the Far East teachings, mystical paths, or somehow awaken their spiritual forces, understandings, will realize that there is more in life than only satisfying physiological, safety, and emotional false ego needs. They see the power of Maya and long to become divine and know God. If they also realize how a proper environment is necessary to progress toward their goal to become divine, then they realize they should help in the establishment of this environment. Furthermore, they should realize that to establish such an environment, sacrifice is necessary, and they should set an example for others so that they also will come to a higher realization. With this, they become other-centered and dissolve their false egos of self-centeredness. By surrendering the result of their actions, they free themselves from any bondages of their actions. Also, by submission, they dissolve their egos as I, separate from Him. They become one with Him and rid themselves of the result of their actions. Also, by becoming universalist, they shatter all narrowness of the mind and become free from all evils related to it. Then, if with all these realizations they direct all their energies and understandings toward helping others to progress, they dissolve their separated egos into Him and will win His grace. They will feel it constantly within, and so establish the kingdom of heaven within. Such a person truly overcomes all the pitfalls of the spiritual path, and that is the only requirement to win his grace and become his son. He that overcometh shall be my son. Such a person becomes one with the Father, in his image and likeness, a son of God.